after a genre, per se. I'll just go after stories. You know, the last thing I was looking out for was a piece involving zombies. It's only once, you scrape the soil off the lid of the script, if you like, and look deeper into it, that you realise it's not actually about that at all. It's about family and grief and death and redemption and suicide and depression and love and all the themes that, you know, lead to great storytelling and great emotional character-driven stories, which I guess is what I yearn to find, or at least I think that's what I'm yearning to find, you know, judging by some of the choices I've made. The Doctor Who project, that was something that had been, you know, I'd been approached when it first came back in the Russell T Davies era to do it, but it, you know, I'd watched it as a kid and I wasn't that interested in doing green screen stuff or, you know, or just working on a sci-fi show. And so it was only later on when the pitch came, there was a story about this is all it was when I first heard about it, you know, about Vincent van Gogh, Doctor goes back in time to help him fight a monster and as a way of sort of repaying him and wanting, you know, desperately to show him how loved he was in the future as a writer. Doctor uses a time-travelling machine to bring him to the present day to show him. And that pitch alone, I've got to do that. That just, what an amazing concept. You know, fancy even thinking of using time travel as a device to tell that very human story. About what if, you know, and therefore it ceased to be a genre piece. And of course, as part of the storytelling, there are monsters that you need to create and CG work and green screen and everything. But that's then all part and parcel of telling the story that you were sold on the back of an envelope, you know.